the world that they couldn't see if it was night or day? How did they know it was midnight? How did they know their circumstances? I came to tell you, sometimes you won't see God, but you'll sense God. Sometimes you don't know what he's up to, but all you start to do is praise God. And when you begin to praise him, it'll put you in tune with what God is up to. And when you can't see him, tell somebody, I sense him. And I believe that God is up to something. I believe God's getting ready to turn it around. I believe that God's about to give a breakthrough. You've gone through every hell the devil could bring in 2017. But I came to tell you, God's about to turn it around. Touch your neighbor. Tell him God's about to turn it around. This is the moment of a breakthrough. You're breaking out of your fear. You're breaking out of your despair. You're breaking out from under your pressure. You're breaking out from negativity. You're breaking out from the low self-esteem. You're breaking out from the devil's grip. Tell somebody, I'm breaking out tonight. I'm gonna praise him out of 1 year into another year. I'm gonna praise him out of the old into the new. And can I digress and give you something? That when Paul, according to my scriptural text, when he began to write to the Philippians, you've got to recognize that Paul was not in a good situation. How many know that the best place to praise God is when you're in the valley? Side by somebody and tell them the best place to praise him is in the valley. Because when you praise him in the valley, you'll have something to shout about. On the mountain, I wonder how many of you have gone through the valley, through some prisons in 2017, and said, look here, the only place I can go from here is up. Turn to your neighbor and say to neighbor, we're going all the way up out of this land. We're going all the way up out of this land. For the scriptural text says that Paul began to write to the Philippians, but he was at Rome. He wasn't there on vacation. He wasn't there on sabbatical, but he had just got the news that he was going to be beheaded. He had just got the news that he was going to die for the gospel. He had just got the news that he was going to give his life for Christ. I wonder if I got about 50 folk that would stand up and know that although I got some bad news, it does not change my way. I heard you in the testimony service. I heard you in the song service that somebody got bad news, that they got cancer, but they did not let the cancer job. They said, you only have a few months left to live. They said that you lost a loved one in the bad news. God just wants to know that when you receive bad news, is your praise unconditional? Is your praise no matter what? How many will bless the Lord at all times? And if you praise, shall continually be in your mouth. Now I know when you say that, we start screaming and start hollering. And I'm only talking to those few folk that really have to be working. That really have to bless it. They had to get up out the bed with a blessing. Had to get up on their feet and really say, I've been blessing them at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Turn to somebody and tell them when I got bad news. I decided to praise him. I decided to bless him. If anybody has brought you through, let me hear bless him in the bad time. Because if you bless him in the bad time, he'll give you a blessing in the good time. If you bless him in the tough time, he'll give you a
I'm
you up before the new year. I'm gonna mess you up before we go to 2018. I, Pastor Chris, in the world, could a man that couldn't even step out his front door, how in the world could a man that was down of house arrest, how in the world could a man that heard of his pending death, how in the world could he choose that time to say, I'm not there yet. Sounds like you're there to me, and you're about to give your life. But he said, I'm not there yet. He said, I don't count myself as having apprehended. But right here, in my bondage, right here, in my tough time, right here, in my test, right here, in my challenge, I'm gonna stretch, I'm gonna press, I'm gonna push, push your neighbor, and say right here, right now, I'm gonna press. You got the wrong neighbor, find somebody else, push on, and tell them right here, just like Paul, I'm gonna press. Right here, like Paul, I'm gonna stretch. Right here, in my prison, I'm gonna stretch. Can't be your body, so it's gotta be your spirit. Let your spirit take you where your body can't take you. Let your spirit take you where your eyes don't see. Let your you do when you got problems all around you. the same rock that brought you out of Egypt, the same rock that brought you out of slavery, is the same rock that's going to take you through this problem. So take your rock and stretch you. To the Thank you.
Come on!
able to go home together. But I want to speak a word into your life. I want to speak a word into your life. That no matter what type of negativity that tried to attach itself to you in 2017, by your faith and by your boldness to stretch, it has been broken in the name of Jesus. You got to reach out and grab that right now. Hallelujah. It has been broken in the name of Jesus. God bless you, dear ones. I love you with all of my. They told me before we go that God is singing sweeter, so we're gonna do that tonight. We're gonna do that tonight. But these on the altar, stand with me tonight. Come on, stand with me tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. Come on, let's bless the Lord all the night. Every day, Wrap around them and give them safe travel. The first he says they go. Amen.